And now we take you to courtside to Fayetteville with Benjamin Kelly for the RBS Bank pregame show and the second portion of our doubleheader.
Thank you, Matt Sharp. We are courtside here in the Auxiliary Gymnasium here at Fayetteville High School. Benjamin Kelly with you here for this three-day Bulldog Classic here at Fayetteville, Arkansas. Glad to be with you here this evening as your Lady Bombers take on the North Little Rock Lady Charging Wildcats here this evening. The Charging Wildcats, that is. They come in a perfect 3-0 on the season, while your Lady Bombers, coming off that Green County tournament from last week, they are 3-3 on the season. Well, I had a chance to talk with head coach Del Leonard before tonight's ball game in scouting North Little Rock and what he expects from this very up-paced tempo team. Now, in the past, when these two teams had met in the conference play, remember, North Little Rock was in the conference just a couple of years ago, and North Little Rock likes to play now a very high-paced, up-tempo action. And, well, head coach Del Leonard wants to try to slow them down like he's done in years past.
Well, we've had to slow it down in years past because we just didn't have the depth of the horses. This group this year can actually run a little bit, but our philosophy is pretty simple. If you get something easy, take it. And we've got a couple of shooters that are going to shoot the three in transition if they get open, because that may be the best look they get, and they both shoot around 60% so far. So for us, you know, you better be able to handle their press, and they're going to throw a 1-2 half-court trap at you. And you just better be able to handle everything they do. You know, sometimes they won't let you slow it down because they're going to run at the ball and trap it and do different things. But we've got some kids who hopefully can finish those open shots. But you got to take care of the ball. If you're ever going to slow Temple down, you better be able to take care of the ball. So for us, run the offense until you get something. You get a layup or a rhythm three, take it. If you don't, then we'll run our offense for a while, then we'll run a hit. But
so that is a couple of words from head coach Del Leonard before tonight's ball game. The Lady Bombers taking on the Lady Charging Wildcats out of North Little Rock. And they finished runner-up in the 7A state tournament last year. They lost to the Fayetteville Bulldogs in the finals last season, but they come in at perfect 3-0 here on the season. And as you heard Coach Leonard just a few moments ago say, the fact is that Mountain Home tonight, they need to do their best to just slow down this high-pace tempo offenses. As we take a look at a couple of the key players for this North Little Rock Charging Wildcat Punch, it all starts with Yomiris Morris. She is truly the best player on the team. She is Texas Christian bound. She's averaging about 14 points per game. She's been All-State each of the last two seasons. And then Amber Hawkinson. She is the girl that makes this team go for North Little Rock, a 5'8 senior guard, back-to-back All-State mentioned. She shoots it from deep. And talking more with head coach Del Leonard before the game tonight, he said that if North Little Rock can hit that three, which they do so very well, then they're going to be tough to beat tonight. So the Mountain Home Lady Bombers trying to improve to 4-3 on the season as they take on yet another difficult opponent. And boy, I'll tell you what, folks, it has been a rugged schedule once again for the Lady Bombers. Of course, not only have they taken on Fayetteville already, they were up here in mid-November when they took on Fayetteville and got beat in that ball game, 51-30. But they have Harrison coming up on the schedule. They beat the defending 6A champs Marion in the Focus Bank tournament last weekend, 54-36. They went 2-1 in that tournament. So head coach Del Leonard hoping to carry that momentum into tonight's ball game. Well, we're broadcasting live here at Fayetteville, Arkansas. Benjamin Kelly filling in for this weekend's broadcast. Glad to be with you here in the Auxiliary Gym. And one thing to keep in mind here, as some folks do start to sit down in the steep bleachers behind me courtside, this is not a regulation size court. The Auxiliary Gyms at a lot of these high schools, they are made for practice. And so this gym, in talking with Coach Leonard again before the game, he said it's maybe about 5 to 7 to maybe even 10 feet smaller than a regulation size court, 94 feet in the main arena, which the Lady Bombers hope to be in tomorrow evening, taking on the winner of the Jonesboro and Sepulpa contest. Last night I saw Jonesboro had a 20-point lead, so the Lady Bombers hoping to take on the Hurricane tomorrow evening on a regulation size floor, but here in the much smaller Auxiliary Gym in the back of Fayetteville High School, kind of a boxy gym. It's just got some gray paint on the walls, and the acoustics in here, they echo tremendously, so it will be a little bit of a different environment in terms of just play here this evening. Well, as we get ready for tonight's tip-offs, let's get you the starting lineups here. First for your Lady Bombers, 3-3 on the season, head coach Del Leonard in his 19th year as a head coach. At guard, a 5'4" junior, Peyton Husky. Joining her in the backcourt will be the 5'4" senior guard, Riley Walker. Hannah Pfeiffer, the team's leading scorer at about 15 points per game. 5'8 senior, she'll be in the backcourt as well. Emma Martin, the sophomore, coming along nicely. She had 12 points in that win over West Memphis last week. She'll be in the starting lineup as well. And the post player tonight, the 6'2 sophomore, Anna Grace Foreman. She had a double-double against Marion on the 30th of November. Three games with double-figure boards this season. She hopes to continue that glass scraping consistency. So once again, for your Lady Bombers, it will be Husky, Walker, Pfeiffer, and Martin all in the backcourt, and Foreman in the front court. As the starting lineups are being announced here for the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, 3-0 on the season. Their head coach, Daryl Fimple, a good friend, that of Del Leonard in his 13th season. At guard, a 5'4 junior, Jordan Neal. At another guard, Amber Hawkinson. We talked about her, two-time All-State player. She's a 5'6 senior. At the other guard will be Demila Brown, the 5'5 junior. She's averaging about 8.5 per contest. All right, I beg your pardon. It will be Yamiris Morris, the 6'2 senior forward. And the other fifth player on the floor will be the 5'9" senior, Anaya Pettis, for the Charging Wildcats. So once again, it will be Neal, Hawkinson, and Brown in the backcourt. I don't think I have that right. I think Brown. Yes, it is Brown. I see her number five out there on the North Little Rock side, and then Morris and Pettis in the front court for the Charging Wildcats. So those are your starting lineups as we continue to make our way towards tip-off. Once again, the winner of this team will face off against Jones. The winner of this contest tonight will face off against Jonesboro tomorrow. And Jonesboro, last I saw, they were up by 20 points about midway through that third quarter, and I would imagine that they held on to that win. So Mountain Home trying to face off against a conference opponent. And head coach Del Leonard said that he'd rather face Jonesboro strictly because he wants a scouting report when conference comes around. So they got to beat North Little Rock, who's coming off a state runner-up from a season ago, as they get ready for tip-off here this evening. Glad to be with you. It's game one of the Fayetteville Bulldog Classic here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats will be in the whites this evening with the blue and yellow trim, Lady Cats on the lower back, and blue numerals trimmed in yellow as well. And the Lady Bombers are in the dark blue uniforms tonight. The MH on both sides of the shorts, and Lady Bombers across the chest in yellow. The ball in the air, and the tip is won by Yamiris Morris, and North Little Rock will have the opening possession working right to left. Mountain Home coming out in a zone defense as it's a 1-3-1 zone. Del Leonard's clubs have generally played that man-to-man, but here against North Little Rock, trying to slow him down into a zone here early. Shot goes up from the left arc. It's no good from the shot of Brown, the 5'5 junior, averaging about 8.5 a game. So 30 seconds into the contest, Mountain Home with their first possession, working left to right. Controlling the basketball is Emma Martin, the sophomore. She's looking for a backdoor cut, looking for Husky on the baseline. Instead, she takes it over to the far side of the floor. Picks up her dribble on the left arc, now to the top of the key to Foreman. Here, right wing, just to the right of our broadcast booth here, broadcast location here, courtside. Dribbling the basketball is Peyton Husky. She'll pull it back out into the Bulldog purple logo at center court. 55 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. No score here in the opening game for the Lady Bombers of the Fayetteville Bulldog Classic. Here in the right wing is Peyton Husky, the junior. She penetrates and pulls it back out. Now swings it along the perimeter in the hands of Pfeiffer, the team's leading scorer. Right wing to Walker with a left-handed dribble, takes it back to the top of the arc. Now free throw line extended, far side of the floor is Husky. Working it around the perimeter still is Mountain Home. Now a shot goes up from Pfeiffer on the right arc, and she drains the three. Averaging those 15 points a game, she's on a good track to keep that trend alive here tonight. 6.5 minutes to play here, opening quarter. Mountain Home with the early 3-0 lead. North Little Rock the basketball. On the far side of the floor is Jordan Neal. She has skip pass against this zone, and it's drive now on the baseline by Brown. Her shot rejected by Anna Grace Foreman. And here comes Mountain Home working left to right. 6:11 to play here, first quarter. Mountain Home on top, 3-0, trying to make it a two-possession ball game here early against the 7A state runner-ups from a season ago. Pfeiffer with the basketball. about 30 feet away from the bucket. Now takes it left arc and hands off to Walker. Walker with a right-handed dribble. Now a double team coming out near half court. Husky with the basketball. She'll fire a free three from the right side. In and out of the cup. No good. Great rebound pulled down by Walker. Kicks out to Pfeiffer for another three. Try no good. Rebound goes to Neal. Here come the charging Wildcats right to left. Into the hands of Hawkinson. Feeds it down low to the near side short corner. That's to Pettis. Now here's Morris. Morris, a spin move towards the lane on the left blocker. Shot goes up, no good. She felt she was fouled, but no whistle was blown, and now Mountain Home with the basketball. 5:25 to play here, first quarter. The Lady Bombers up by three, thanks to the Hannah Pfeiffer triple from the right arc. Here's Husky. She beat her defender, now takes it to the short corner. Pulls it back out. 5:13 to play here, opening quarter. Lady Bombers trying to make it a two-possession game here early on. Husky dribbling the basketball with the right hand. Pulls up from the right arc. It's off the mark of the heel of the iron. Long rebound tipped around, and it's pulled away by Pettis of North Little Rock. Here come the charging Wildcats. Pulling up for a long two shot is Hawkinson. She can't get it to go, and it's a one and done for North Little Rock. And already we see the defense of Mountain Home already starting to slow down this charging Wildcat attack. 4:45 to play, first quarter. Mountain Home on top 3-0, thanks to the Hannah Pfeiffer triple. Mountain Home with the basketball. This is Walker on the far side of the floor. Free throw line extended. Takes it to the top of the key, looking for a cutting. Martin on the baseline, and she lays it in. Emma Martin snuck behind the man-to-man defense employed here by Daryl Fimple, and it's 5-0 Mountain Home here early on in the first quarter. Well, about 4 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. North Little Rock still looking for their first bucket. 5-0 our score as Mountain Home stays in that now 2-3 zone defense. Here is Morris, just a step in front of the arc. Now to Brown. She'll pull up for a 15-footer off the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound plucked away by Mountain Home. It's into the hands of Emma Martin. She'll carry it across the timeline and set up the offense. She's wearing that black sweatband with the Nike swoosh logo on the front of her forehead. Now to Pfeiffer. 3:45 to play here first quarter. On the right wing, it's Peyton Husky. Man-to-man defense put on here by North Little Rock. Pfeiffer got around a screen, fires up a three straight away, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Neal. She's in a hurry the other way, going right to left. Takes it down to the low block. This is Pettis, a step in front of the arc, and a long 17-footer is good. And 2-0 North Little Rock has their first field goal at the 3:29 mark here in the first quarter. And a timeout is taken by Daryl Fimple. It is a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it right here as... Right now, 3:29 to play here, opening quarter. And it's hard to believe that this very potent North Little Rock attack, 3-0 on the season, that's their first field goal of the evening. And once again, this is the state 7A state runner-up from a season ago. North Little Rock has three wins in three games this season, with their latest coming on November the 25th. So it's been a little while since Daryl Fimple's club has actually played a team other than their own scout team. And they went over to Arlington, Tennessee, and beat Arlington High 59-45. Their other wins have come against Jacksonville and at Marion. But all three of those games, once again, being played in the month of November. So with December being, well, a week old today, this is their first game of this month. Coming out of the 30-second timeout taken by North Little Rock, they employ a man-to-man press. Riley Walker bringing up the floor. Bounce pass along the near sideline. Now here's Husky. She penetrates, draws a small village, works it around the perimeter, finds the hands of Walker. Her three off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled away by Brown. She'll carry it up the floor, working right to left. Here near side wing, this is Neal on the drive. She pulls up at the block, kicks it out to the free throw line to Morris, who knocks down the 14-foot jump shot. And now Dell Leonard, after that second field goal made by North Little Rock, he will take a 30-second timeout. And so, it is a chess match here at the 3:02 mark, first quarter, 5-4. Mountain Home with the lead, and yeah, not a whole lot of scoring here early on. Yomiris Morris, the TCU commit, she has one of the two buckets today for North Little Rock. Anaya Pettis with the other one, the senior. She's played more because of Kennedy Tucker's injury. And it should be noted that Mally Tabor is still out with that stress fracture, so Del Leonard knows that his club is a little bit shorthanded. He wants to play about maybe six, at the most maybe seven deep. So we'll see how that plays into effect tonight as he continues to try to hinder this up-tempo North Little Rock offensive attack here this evening. So far, so good. Lady Bombers on top, 5-4, 3:02 to play here first quarter. Both coaches have used a 30-second timeout as a man-to-man full-court press employed by Daryl Fimple. Riley Walker brings the ball up the floor, the 5 foot, 4 inch senior. Now to Husky. This is Walker, left side wing, free throw line extended. North Little Rock looks like they're switching screens for a split second and then repicking them back up. Walker works it around the perimeter. Here is Pfeiffer. In front of the North Little Rock bench on the far side of the floor. Anna Grace Foreman looking for a cutting Walker with the jump shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to North Little Rock. Pretty good offensive possession put together by Mountain Home, just unable to convert the 15-foot jump shot. 2:22 to play here, first quarter. Lady Bombers on top, 5-4. Hannah Pfeiffer had a three, and Emma Martin with a two. Here is Morris in the middle of the paint. Shot altered by the great defense by Anna Grace Foreman, the 6'2 sophomore, matched up on the defensive side with the 6'2 senior. Man-to-man defense put on by North Little Rock. Mountain Home with the basketball. Here's a crossover dribble by Pfeiffer. Kicks it out to Martin. Martin swings it around the perimeter. Now to Foreman at the top of the key. 1:50 to play here, first quarter. Mountain Home on top, 5-4. First quarter of play. Lady Bombers in their blue uniforms tonight. Bounce pass goes to the near side corner. Husky with a three. It's off the heel of the iron. No good. Weak side rebound pulled down by Neal. She's going the other way. Into the middle of the lane. The little teardrop up off the glass. No good. And we got a whistle on the rebound attempt. Martin came down with the board, but Jordan Neal will be the guilty party. And that is the first foul for either side here in the opening half. 1:30 to play, first quarter. 5-4. Mountain Home with the basketball and the lead. They're going to try to break this full-court press put on by North Little Rock. Riley Walker will bring it up the floor. She's escorted by Jordan Neal. Right side arc, free throw line extended, using a seal-off screen by Foreman, who drops down into the paint. They're going to try to work it down to her. Now Pfeiffer will fire a three and drain it. Just to the left of straight away, she's got her 6 points on the evening, and Mountain Home has extended their lead. It's 8-4, 1:05 to play here, first quarter. Now Morris is going to try a three from the right arc. Way off the mark, no good. And a whistle again away from the basketball. The loose ball came down to Emma Martin. But being fouled on that last play was that of Riley Walker. And the foul, we're going to an extra minute of rest here as his first quarter comes down to a close. And checking into the contest, number 14, Kyra Pinn, the 6'1 junior. With the basketball is Pettis, now to Morris. Inside of a minute to play, 52 seconds remaining here, opening quarter. Dribble drive offense put on, here is Neal. She drives right side of the lane up against the tree. She gets the friendly roll. She'll head to the stripe for another one as she was fouled on the shot attempt. Count the bucket. Foul's going to go on Peyton Husky, the 5'4 junior. That's her first and the team first, and will send Neal to the line for another. Pfeiffer checks back into the contest as we see Emma Martin check out. So the five on the floor are Pinn, Walker, Pfeiffer, Husky, and Foreman. Neal drains the other one to complete the three-point play. And it is 8-7. Lady Bombers on top by a point. They've led by as many as five. That was early on. North Little Rock didn't have their first bucket until the 3:29 mark, first quarter. Walker running the point. She's escorted all the way up the floor by the recently checked-in Yasmin Ott, the 5'6 sophomore. 35 ticks remaining here in the first quarter. Mountain Home trying to add to their lead. It's 8-7. I think if they had it their way, they'd probably hold for the last shot. Walker being badgered by a double team. Now gets it to the high post to Husky. Husky bounced past to Pinn. She turns down the shot as she faces up towards the bucket. She's looking to kick it out. She puts the ball on the deck, now picks it back up. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by a woman in white. That is North Little Rock tonight. Yasmin Ott knocked it out of bounds. 16 8/10 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Mountain Home will trigger from the right side sideline, near side sideline, that is. Inbound goes to Walker, being guarded by Ott in the man-to-man defense, not a Husky. Right side wing, 10 seconds to shoot here, first quarter. She tries to go over the top of a North Little Rock defender. That was Brown, but she swats it out of bounds. And so, again, Mountain Home will inbound from the near sideline. 8-7 our score, Lady Bombers with the lead. Walker gets the ball out of the out-of-bounds play. With a left-handed dribble, she takes it all the way up, throws up a wild shot, and is fouled in the process, and will enter the free throw line for a pair. On the foul is Yasmin Ott. The third team foul on the charging Wildcats tonight. First foul shot is right-handed and good. And the Penn will check out. Checking into the contest is Madeline Collins, a 5'10 senior. She's been given good minutes lately, according to head coach Dell Leonard when I spoke to him earlier this week. The next foul shot, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mountain Home with 1 second remaining. The shot goes up from 4 minutes blocked. And that's the way the end of the first quarter comes to an end as the Lady Bombers have a 9-7 lead at the end of 8 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare. Plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Special thanks to Matt Sharp, keeping us on the air back at our studios in Mountain Home as we open up the second quarter of play. The Lady Bombers with the basketball and the lead, 9-7. Leading scorer in that first quarter of play was Hannah Pfeiffer. She was 2-for-3 from behind the arc. She's got the basketball now as the Lady Bombers work left to right. Into the hands of Peyton Husky in the right side, near side corner. She's looking to go down low, but defended well in this man-to-man defense employed by head coach Daryl Fimple. Now Pfeiffer, she pulls up at the foul stripe, leaves the shot short, no good. Rebound pulled down by Demila Brown. 9-7, Lady Bombers in front. 7.5 to play here in the opening half. Brown, we got a whistle away from the basketball. They're going to call it on North Little Rock. They're going to say it's on Anaya Pettis, the 5'9 senior. She is the guilty party. That is the